The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg once famously said, "We have the oldest written constitution still in force in the world, and it starts out with three words, we, the people." With this powerful preamble, it is solidified that our populace serves as the foundation for our democracy. While the majority of our students are not yet old enough to vote, opportunities abound for students across St. Vrain Valley Schools to begin their civic engagement and learn how they can participate in our democracy, become contributing citizens in their communities, advocate for others, and introduce, and change, law and policy. Don't raise your voice, improve your argument. Desmond Tutu. The ability to think critically about complex issues and articulate ideas eloquently is a skill set that benefits students in any career path they choose. Academic All-American, Greta Weedle, represents Longmont High School in the CHSSA-sponsored 4A speech and debate competition in the Lincoln-Douglas debate-style event where she researches and prepares to argue both sides of a controversial topic. Greta spends over 30 hours preparing for each debate, and her competition results are a testament to her hard work. At Nationals last year, she placed as a double octafinalist and was ranked the 13th best speaker out of 260 debaters. Cases are on par with graduate-level political philosophy, with recent topics including whether the United States ought to implement a single-payer universal healthcare system and whether voting ought to be compulsory in a democracy. Greta is frank in admitting she enjoys the competition because she likes to win, but beyond the competition, she also attributes her academic success to speech and debate. It's a very valuable program. Class presentations, argumentative essays, and research papers are a lot easier for me now than they were prior to joining the program. As a senior, Greta is preparing for life after St. Vrain and has her sights set on a pre-law undergraduate program where she hopes to ultimately pursue a legal career focusing on intellectual property or corporate law. Longmont High social studies teacher, Jim Dornan, has led the school's speech and debate program for 26 years and received CHSAA's Sharon Wilch Lifetime Achievement Award in honor of his tenured commitment. Dornan enjoys seeing his students thrive while being challenged by the topics they are assigned and says the research and critical thinking skills he sees them develop are exceptional. During competitions, a coin toss determines which side of the argument the student will debate and they must be prepared for either equally, no matter their personal beliefs on a topic. The thing that's great about debate is that they have to argue both sides and the best debaters are the ones who understand their opponent's argument better than their opponents do, said Dornan. It is injustice that the ordering of society is centered. Aristotle. Gaining hands-on experience navigating the justice system offers skills that transcend the legal realm. While Niwot High School senior, Angela Wu, is planning to pursue a career in either computer science or business after graduation, her participation in the highly competitive mock trial program has positively shaped her public speaking abilities and willingness to step outside of her comfort zone. Led by local attorney, Erica Grant, Wu has been competing on the Niwot High School mock trial team since she was a freshman, and has served as a team captain on the varsity team for the past 3 years. The competition is called Mock Trial, but everything about the event feels incredibly real. Students argue their case in a courtroom in front of a judge, and present to a jury, all of whom are members of the legal community who volunteer their time. In between delivering opening and closing statements, they are sifting through evidence that is introduced during the trial, preparing witnesses, and strategizing their arguments. "I feel a lot of adrenaline when I get in front of the court," said Angela. "I feel nervous, but I'm also really excited to show what the team can do and what we've been practicing all year." The team competes at an elite level. Last year they won the regional competition and were the first team to win every jury member's ballot. They then went on to place in the top 10 at the state tournament. The program provides students an opportunity to learn to speak eloquently and to think on their feet in high-pressure situations, said Grant. Participating in mock trial boosts the students' confidence, while also teaching them to be graceful and professional, both in success and in defeat. As for Grant, she volunteers her time to coach the students. My why is a desire to serve the community of students and to provide a specialized and high-level opportunity for them, said Grant. By doing that, I'm able to see unique qualities in the students individually and to help them recognize and grow these facets of their personalities. This, in turn, enhances their self-confidence, helps build their self-esteem, and prepares them to effectively go forward in their lives. We apply law to facts. We don't apply feelings to facts. Sonia Sotomayor. The law shapes our society and is discussed at length in today's news media. This fall, approximately 80 students across St. Vrain have enrolled in the foundational course, Introduction to Law, as part of the district's new pre-law pathway program housed at the Career Elevation and Technology Center. Led by David Elkinis, a seasoned attorney licensed in three states who also has extensive experience working in the world of tech and startup industries, the course offers students significant insight into the legal world. A parent in the district, Elkinis saw a job posting for the Pathways instructor role while navigating the district website and applied. I decided I would make a big switch and do something that I've always wanted to do in my community with a subject that I'm really passionate about. After completing the introductory class, students in the program will move on to courses focusing on criminal justice, civil rights, and business law, and then complete the pathway with a capstone course. They can expect an experiential learning process with group discussion, real-world court case analysis, and engagement with guest speakers from the legal community. Elkinis views his role as promoting respect and neutrality while the students learn to argue for and against various topics. I will be stressing that good lawyers and good business people don't raise their voices and they don't disrespect others, he said. My job is to train the students to think critically so that they can analyze either side, whichever one they're given. Through the countless offerings available across the district that focus on government, law, and civic engagement, including courses, co-curricular activities, and student-led clubs, it's never too early for students to learn about the justice system and our greater democracy, and experience firsthand what it means to be a member of, we, the people.